Yes, this Halloween, we've packed up our cameras and headed stateside for a very special episode of Beyond the Grave. Tonight, with a little space-age magic, we're broadcasting live from Collinsport, Maine. And who else could we send on a voyage into the unknown but our very own intrepid adventurer, Tom Lacey? He'll be joining us live via satellite link throughout the show. Tom, can you hear me?
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Tom.
How are things back in London?
Oh, they're fine. I have to say, I am a little jealous, Tom. Where's my all-expenses transatlantic trip?
On our budget, I couldn't possibly come.
Our producer's agreeing.
Thought he might.
So, where exactly are you, Tom?
I'm standing by the gates of Eagle Hill Cemetery, the largest graveyard in Collinsport, and also one of the most haunted locations in America.
Braving the elements as well as the spirits.
And possibly the odd technical hitch as well.
Well, it is the first time we've attempted a live broadcast from abroad.
That's right. And whatever happens on Beyond the Grave tonight is definitely happening live.
Except when it's happening dead, eh, Tom? Now, each week on Beyond the Grave, we investigate another spooky case. From poltergeists to the Loch Ness Monster, looking for evidence, historical fact, and even, sometimes, uncovering the odd hoax. But tonight, things are a little different. We're not just broadcasting live, we're looking for your help. We've set up our very own Beyond the Grave switchboard, The Coffin, and in a television first, we'll be asking you to participate in our investigation tonight. Perhaps you've spotted something our team of experts has missed. Perhaps you've just got a spooky story to share. Either way, tell us what you think's happening at Eagle Hill by calling the number at the bottom of your screens. So, Tom, what's so special about Eagle Hill that it's brought us all the way to America?
Well, Kate, tonight we're looking at possibly the most disturbing case we've ever covered. We've come to investigate the legend of Jack Hutchinson, otherwise known as Mad Jack. On the 29th of October 1907, Hutchinson, a fisherman with the local fleet, took his wife and three young girls to Eagle Hill Cemetery. By the next morning, his family were dead, and Jack himself had committed suicide.
Well, that's terrible, Tom. But it's not the reason we're here, is it?
No. What makes the story of Mad Jack so intriguing isn't just the mystery of his motive, but the paranormal aftermath. Since that terrible night in 1907, Eagle Hill Cemetery has become the centre of numerous reports of supernatural activity. But before we delve into the gory details, Kate, perhaps you'd like to tell the viewers a little bit more of Collinsport's colourful history.
Of course. Because while Tom has been investigating on the ground, so to speak, I've been looking into Collinsport's murky past. Established on the coast of Maine in 16... 16-